Can the right thing be the profitable thing? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It's a small bank headquartered at the mouth of the Columbia River in the little town of Ilwaco. But its balance sheet is healthier than a lot of big banks. It's called ShoreBank Pacific, where CEO Dave Williams pursues a unique lending policy. He will only finance environmentally sustainable businesses, such as organic farmers. Why? Because there's money in it.
What we've realized is that, you know, buying local food, people will pay more money for it. Having organic milk, people will pay more money for it.
And the loan evaluation process goes beyond just environmental responsibility.
It's also, how do you treat your employees? How do you generate wealth in the community? How do you buy from the local folks as opposed to buying from outside?
ShoreBank Pacific has made a bet that the old way of doing business is doomed, that sustainable farming will be the only practical way to farm when the present system of industrial agriculture inevitably collapses.
That's why you do it. And the question is, will people pay for that? Can you distinguish your product accordingly? And the answer has been so far that yes, that market is growing at 20% a year, where the food market's growing at about 2%.
Same thing with timber. Happened in Grays Harbor County, Washington, where the last mill just closed.
The town is doomed because of that strategy of over-harvesting the trees.
That means that you won't need half the regulations you have now, because if it is in your financial interest to do the right thing, then you don't need government making you.
That's correct.
And now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.